Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This Friday evening, we continue, for your listening pleasure, the adventures of Chandu, the magician. And tomorrow, Saturday, be sure, be very sure, you put the soap we make for washing clothes and dishes at the top of your weekend shopping list. The name of that soap is White King. It's a wonderful soap for washing clothes because those tiny White King granules make lots of suds in either soft or hard water. They wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. In fact, dirt cannot possibly hide from White King soap because those energetic suds penetrate deep down into the very heart of fabric fibers. Even those badly soiled dish towels and tablecloths, school togs and work clothes wash up clean can be without extra rubbing and scrubbing. Gentle White King suds are wonderful washing dishes, too, because they stand up when you cool the water down. Freely rinse away to leave dishes sparkling bright. And they're wonderfully kind to pretty hands. Once you've tried our soap for washing clothes or dishes, you're sure to say, I love White King. Frank Chandler has come from the Balkans to Paris. There he learns from his sister, Dorothy Regent, of the telephone call from her husband, interrupted before she could learn where he is. Chandler puts in a request to have the call traced. Then he and Bob leave for the chemist's shop above which Regent's secret laboratory has been set up. Dorothy and Betty also leave the hotel to begin replacing their belongings lost in the fire at the Balkan castle. The chemist's shop in a narrow side street is closed, but with the help of a gendarme, Chandler breaks in, and lying on the floor just outside an airless back room is Maurice Chaudet, an agent of Chandler's. Chaudet is unconscious, but as they carry him to a taxi, a letter falls from his pocket. It is addressed to Chandler and says that Robert Regent has finished his work and left Paris. It is now just afternoon. Dorothy and Betty have returned to the hotel. Chandu, the magician.
Mother, aren't you going to change your dress? I should think you'd be so sick of wearing that suit, you'd never want to see it again.
I'll change it in a few minutes, Betty. I'm going to open the windows.
We'll freeze.
I don't care how cold it is. I just can't stand that dreadful perfume smell.
It's in the bedrooms, too. You wouldn't think the maids would wear perfume like that.
If it wasn't the maids, someone's been in here.
What? We certainly didn't have anything for anybody to take.
Well, we didn't have anything, whatever Urania was looking for at the castle, either. This time, they sent a woman.
If we'd stayed here, we'd have seen her.
No, if we'd been here, she wouldn't have got in. Oh, dear, I wish that call would come.
Go and change your dress, Mother. I'll be here to answer the phone.
Well...
Hi.
Oh, where's Uncle Frank?
He'll be up in a minute. We'd have been back before, only we had to take Mr. Chaudet to the hospital.
Where'd you find him?
Well, what about your father?
His lab was cleaned right out, Mom.
Oh, no.
Jeepers, it's cold in here. What's the idea of having the windows open?
Mother opened them, Bob. Some woman searched the whole place while we were out. Oh, leave them open, Bob.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Bob, tell me. Oh, Frank.
Bob's told you we found Chaudet, him.
Yes.
He was still unconscious when we left the hospital. But we found a letter saying Robert had gone. He didn't say where.
Well, he called from Bayonne.
Bayonne?
The switchboard girl said she remembered it because it was early in the morning when she'd had so few calls and we'd just checked in.
Hmm.
And luckily, there'd been some trouble on the call.
Daddy called from a hotel, Uncle Frank.
I put in a call for him, but... let's see, an hour ago now.
It'll be a miracle if it comes in within another hour. For heaven's sakes, what is that horrible smell?
Perfume. Someone's been through the whole suite.
What? They can't still be looking for those notes of Roberts.
Why not? Renier would have told Roxor he didn't find them before the fire. So why wouldn't Roxor think you might have them here?
Roxor knows what your father was working on, Bob.
Gosh.
So he must have the notes already.
Oh, no. After all the trouble and secrecy and Robert risking his life.
Yes. And poor old Chaudet. Oh, I've slipped up badly this time.
But golly, Uncle Frank, you can't... Oh, maybe that's Daddy.
Hello? This is Mrs. Regent. Hello? Well, let me speak to Mr. Regent, please. Well, did he leave word where he could be reached? This is Mrs. Regent. A hospital? What's the name of it, please? Well, do you know the name of the friend who was with him? Well, thank you.
Brother, now what?
Frank, that hotel clerk in Bayonne said some friend of Robert's took him to a hospital. Who on earth could it be?
Let me have the phone, Dot.
He didn't even know which hospital it was. And anyway, it would take days to get calls through to them. This telephone system.
Hello. Will you find out for me what time the next train leaves for Bayonne? Does the Orient Express still... I see. Well, ask the clerk to have our bill ready. We'll be taking that train.
Thank goodness we got that money and some clothes.
Well, go pack your things, Betty. How much time have we, Frank?
No, we can make it, if we hurry.
I told you I knew that letter from Dad said he was expecting to go away.
Well, if he's ill, why didn't he let me know?
Oh, here, Dot, let me give you a hand with that bag.
But, Frank...
We'll clear the whole thing up when we get to Bayonne.
Why don't we go back to Paris? We've been to every hospital in Bayonne.
Well, I'm not going back to Paris or anywhere else until we find your father. He must be here somewhere.
But we might just miss him, Mother. What if he calls you again?
The hotel in Paris would telegraph us if he does, Betty.
You know, Mom, when you phoned that hotel here from Paris, that whole hotel clerk must have been nuts. Or else you didn't understand what he said.
Oh, Bob, he spoke English.
But Robert couldn't have gone to a hospital, Dot. Even if he'd been there for only an hour, there'd be a record of it.
Let's go somewhere and sit down. Mother's so tired, she can hardly walk.
Oh, I'm all right, dear.
Yes, we'll go somewhere and have dinner. Let's see, there used to be a Spanish cafe along here somewhere. If I can find it.
Mom, are you dead sure it was Dad that called you in Paris?
Well, don't you think I'd know his voice, dear?
Well, yeah. Only on the phone, you might be mistaken.
I couldn't be.
You've asked her that 500 times, Bob.
Well, I'm just trying to think of something.
We'll think of something, Bob. We have to. Oh, here it is. I thought I'd remembered it.
You'll feel better when you've had something to eat, Mother.
Que Dios me valga. It is, Señor Chandler.
Well, good evening, Alvarez. Surprised you remember me.
Oh, how could I forget you, senor? But I did not know you were married all these years. Come this way, por favor.
Well, you see, I'm not married. This is my sister, Mrs. Regent, and her children.
A los pies de ustedes. My café is yours.
Thank you.
This way, if you please. Yes, senor, you like this table?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Ah. Well, this is like the old days come back, senor. I will send you a bottle of Jerez de la Frontera of my own decanting with my compliments.
Ah, that's very kind of you. You'll join us, I hope, when you have time.
Gracias, senor. Gracias muchas. Un momento. Francisco, por aquí.
How long has it been since you've seen Mr. Alvarez, Uncle Frank?
Oh, it's been years, Betty.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, since before I went to India.
What a memory.
Yes, I know him pretty well. I was working out of Bayonne for a time. Oh, what would you like, Dorothy?
I'm not hungry, Frank.
Now, Mother, you hardly ate any lunch.
Well, I'll have whatever the rest of you do.
For Pete's sake, do you see who I see?
Where?
At the table by the orchestra.
It is, isn't it? What was her name?
Natasha.
Uh-huh.
Was she the girl that was dancing when we came in? How'd I miss knowing her right then?
I can't imagine. You've talked about her ever since that night in Cairo.
Mom, you remember her, don't you? We got her out of that slave place.
She does look like Natasha.
Well, that's the same girl, all right. It's not so surprising to see her here. You know, she came from the Pyrenees.
I'm going over and talk to her.
On your finger?
Huh?
You know she doesn't speak English.
We'll ask Alvarez to have her come over here. I know enough of her language so she'll understand me.
She doesn't look like she's having much fun. Gosh, she's crying.
Don't you ever dare to tease me about a dollar again. You just wait.
Here comes. I bring you the wine myself, Senor Candle. There we are. Ahora, damas y caballeros, what will it please you to eat?
Well, we'll leave that to you.
Bueno, camarones fritos, a paella valenciana, merengues. It shall be like the fiesta, eh?
Jose, while we're waiting, will you ask the little dancer to come over here, Alvarez? We met her once before in Cairo.
But with pleasure, senor. Oh, you know she speaks no English. Oh, but I forget. You speak the Basque, no?
Yes, a little.
I will send her to you.
Gosh, I wonder if she'll know us.
She ought to know you, Lochinvar. Practically dragging her out of that slave place by the hair.
Oh, pipe down.
Ha-ha.
Hey, she doesn't want to come. She's shaking her head.
It's odd she doesn't know us, isn't it?
Well, she knows us. I wish the fellow across the table from her would turn around so I could get a look at him.
Huh?
I've seen him before. Natasha certainly isn't coming over. I think I'll just walk over to their table.
Oh, she doesn't want to talk to us.
I want to see who that man is. Dot. Robert may very well be here after all.
Why? Who is that man?
Oh, I know him. It's that Gomez.
That's just who he is, Bob. And I found out just before I left Montebania that he's one of the Dakuka Fae, brothers of Jeopardy.
And now, before we say goodnight, Chandu the magician has an exciting gift for all you ladies listening. The gift of a helpful wash book prepared for you by the makers of White King Soap. The name of this book is Washing Made Easy, and it is yours for the asking in exchange for just one White King Soap box top. Washing Made Easy is written just like a cookbook. It gives you rules and recipes for every type of wash day problem. It tells you exactly how much soap to use, how to overcome hard water problems, how to use and care for your automatic washing machine. And now this White King wash book is yours as a gift from Chandu the magician in exchange for one White King soap box top mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. If you are having any wash day problems, send in the questions you would like answered by White King's staff of wash day experts. Mail in your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there's no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.